John Wilkerson with Jimmy Hyams. The show today is at Oak Ridge Nissan, right where the Turnpike meets up with Illinois Avenue. We've got a lot coming your way before we step aside around 6:40 or so. But right now, it's your chance to win. It's the Sports Fix at 6. Jimmy, what's up for grabs this evening?
John, we've got a $25 gift certificate to Proper Popcorn. They got two locations, 9700 Kingston Pike, 29 Market Square. We also have four tickets to the Sports Fest that we are putting on June the 4th at the Expo Center. That's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have got some current Tennessee athletes that will be there. Hendon Hooker, Zakai Ziegler. You got Tamari Key, Jacob Warren, Cedric Tillman, and then a couple of other favorites like Chris Lofton, Tony White, Pat Ryan, Eric Ainge, Randy Sanders, Jason Swain, Brittany Tarwater, and then Leroy Thompson is going to join us again. So we've got a great cast that'll be there. Now, more about Proper Popcorn, classic concept reimagined. You can choose from over 50 small batch popcorn flavor combinations. You can create your perfect popcorn treat. It is the perfect place for a family outing, date night, or getting a gift for a loved one. $25 gift certificate to Proper Popcorn, four tickets to the Sports Fest, June the 4th, or yours if you can answer this trivia question. So the PGA Championship is ongoing. Name the last two golfers to win the PGA Championship in back-to-back years. Both of them happen to be in the field this year. Name the last two golfers to win the PGA Championship in back-to-back years.
865-656-9900. That's 865-656-9900. I think it's Mark who's up first. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. How are y'all tonight?
Fine. How are you?
Okay. I know I called first, so this is my own doing. I'll just go out and say Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth.
You were half right. You started strong.
Okay.
Yep.
And by the way, John, you do a great job on baseball. I love hearing you, okay?
Yes, he does.
Yep, that's 10 more bucks going Mark's way. Appreciate it. Thank you so All much, right. Mark. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Who's up next? Let's go to Fred. You're on Sports Talk. Hello, Fred.
Hey, guys, enjoying the show. You knocking it out of the park as usual. You are a great baseball announcer, Mr. Wilkerson. I enjoy listening to your games. And anyway, I'm going to go with Tiger and Bruce Koepka.
Yeah, that's it. Boy, I haven't made it too hard this year. I haven't thought, I think I've gone past two callers all week. Tiger Woods and Brooks Koepka are the last two to win the PGA Championship back-to-back. Bruce Koepka doing it more recently within the last 5 years. Tiger Woods did it in the 2000s. In fact, he may have done it twice. Fred, congratulations to you. $25 gift certificate to Proper Popcorn is yours, as well as four tickets to the Sports Fest June 4th at the Expo Center. We're going to put you on hold and get that prize to you. Good job, Fred.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, outstanding work. So hang on the line so we can get your prize information, and that takes care of the Sports Fix at 6. Jimmy, what's going on with the PGA?
Well, the PGA, we've got Will Zalatoris, who has jumped in there at 7 under par, and that's he's played very well. He kind of made a name for himself at the Masters last year, but Zalatoris is now 8 under par for the tournament, and he is through – if I'll get this to update, through 13 holes. Pereira is at 7 under par. He is through 14 holes. Justin Thomas in the clubhouse at 6 under. Rory McIlroy has gained a shot, so he is now 4 under par through 12. Abraham Answer is 4 under par through 11 today. Matthew Fitzpatrick is in the clubhouse at 3 under par. Also at 3 under par, Ty Hatton, who's on hole number 14. Cam Smith is 3 under par on 13. And I think I'll go ahead and mention this. I got time. Cam Smith actually hit a fellow golfer in the head. Aaron Wise was playing number 7. And he leaned over to see if that was his ball in the fairway. Meanwhile, Cam Smith sliced a drive from number 2. He yelled 4, but these guys hit it 300 yards. Wise couldn't hear it. It hit him in the head. Needed an ice pack on his head afterward. He said it took him about 20 seconds to return to normal. Wise ended up coming into the clubhouse at only one over par through two rounds. But you don't see that too often, a golfer slicing a ball, hitting another golfer in the head. So you got Cam Smith there at three under par, and Tiger Woods was struggling. He was at five over par. He is four over par is the cut line, so Tiger is going to have trouble making the cut. He's got to get another birdie. He needs to play at least one under par coming in. He is through 12, and Jordan Spieth still at two over par through 12 holes today.
As we head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline, when we get to say hello and check in with our good friend, VFL all-around great guy, Steve Hamer, as he joins us for Hamer Time. Steve, how are you?
John, I'm doing really well, man. I hope that you guys are doing great also.
Oh, yes, sir. So happy and blessed to be able to say that's exactly the case. And, of course, Steve's weekly appearance is brought to you by our good friends at A.G. Hines Company, two locations to fully service East Tennessee. And, Steve, whether it's masonry or roofing supplies, they offer tons of products that'll help folks get their project going.
Yeah, if you need a product, you know, you go no further than to see my guy out at Gordon Hines, man. You know, we talk about him a lot, but we don't talk about him nearly enough for all that he does for our Knoxville community. What an incredible businessman, as they've been doing it for longer than anybody can remember. But more than that, man, just a great, great all-around guy. So go and see him.
So tell me, did you get the feeling last night that that Tony Vitello's baseball team could, if given the right opportunity, outscore a Kevin O'Neill basketball team?
That's very well put. You know, I remember, again, watching games and being part of games that were, you know, that ended in the 30s in basketball. But those were not fun. But last night was fun. I'm going to tell you, listening to your call and watching the game on the SEC Network was just incredible. You know, but I will say, you know, if there's anything that we could say that could be a negative going forward, it's the fact that we cannot miss extra points, man. We gotta make sure that we convert on those extra point attempts, man, because those can come back to bite you.
Must have hit the upright. Steve, is Tennessee gets a commit from DJ Jefferson. He's 6'5", played at a prep school in Minnesota, averaged over 16 points, 5.8 rebounds, 4 assists. Believed to be the first player that Tennessee has landed from the Dallas area. What is Tennessee getting in DJ Jefferson?
Jimmy, they're getting an incredible athlete. Everywhere that I've read, everything that I've read speaks about his athleticism. And he is going to be the type of player that Tennessee fans will absolutely fall in love, because he is a Coach Barnes type guy. High character, quality kid that's going to fit right into the program. And he's going to get up and down the floor, Jimmy. He's going to be a high flyer. He's going to shoot the three. And when you talk about the last couple of weeks that Coach Barnes has had, you know, with Julian Phillips, and now DJ Jefferson, man, just an incredible pickup. So momentum is certainly on the side of the Volunteers. In a lot of ways, you know, I said this a little bit ago to a colleague, but in a lot of ways, we're going to be different than we were last year, but I think we could be just as good, if not better. We're just going to need that one player, you know, when the chips are down. Can we count on Josiah to come up with a bucket? Or can we count on DJ Jefferson or Zakai Ziegler or Julian Phillips to come up with a crucial bucket in clutch time? But, man, you know, for right now, as we sit in early to late May, or mid-May rather, you know, I think we're looking really good.
At the NBA Combine, Kennedy Chandler had the best vertical jump, 41.5 inches. He had the second best shuttle run, 10.73. Steve, how much do you think that helps his stock as an NBA player?
I think it helps it tremendously, because – you know, there were times last year where Kennedy certainly finished at the rim, but in those times that were few and far between, you almost expected him to go up and lay it up, but then he went up with that aggressiveness and dunked it. So I think that only helps his stock to rise even more, in the fact that he can get through contact and hopefully finish at the rim. Now, you know, that's going to be the test for him, right? It's kind of sleight of frame, and can he – utilize angles and get to the rim and finish above the rim. But man, when you talk about a guy that impressed that highly, you know, with that vertical leap, man, that's got to have, you know, NBA personnel really salivating, you know, with the fact that this guy can not only shoot the three, he can score at all three levels, and when he gets to the basket, he can finish above the rim. So, man, you know, again, I think his stock is going up.
What do you think that means as Chandler, of course, goes through this? I know he's fully confident in his abilities, but when you get that opportunity and you have to post big numbers, what do you think it means to an individual who does that? Because anybody can have an off day where they don't show their best, but he obviously was ready when the time came.
Yeah, you know, we've heard it before, but big-time players play well in big-time games. And I know that this wasn't a big-time game type of atmosphere, but, man, when you're at a combine, you know, this is your interview, right? This is a situation in which you're showing your wares to not only the NBA personnel that are there in the particular venue, but you're, you know, that is televised live down NBA TV. So when you come up clutch in a situation like that, I think it bodes well for you in that the general managers, the coaches, you know, they see you perform at your highest when the chips are down. They see you perform when all eyes are on you, and you've got to do well in that vertical leap or the shuttle run or, you know, the five-on-five action. And I think he just acquitted himself very, very well, and we're certainly proud of him. Hopefully that he's, you know, going to, from everything that I'm hearing, he's still 15 to 20 or something like that. But I'm certainly hoping that he really gets a push off of what he's done this week and can get to the lottery.
If you were the Orlando Magic, are there a handful of guys or one specifically that you would be looking most at if you were on the clock and had that top pick?
Man, I'm taking Jabari Smith, you know, and I've been saying that. I'm a big fan of his, especially when he has not even come close to his potential as of yet. And I know that Coach Pearl plays in that, you know, free-flowing style, where he can get the shot anytime he wants to. But if you notice, you know, when it was clutch time, when they were down a bucket or two, or when they needed a basket, they went to Jabari because he could get his shot off over anyone. You know, we all know he's 6'9", 6'10", handles the ball very, very well. But for him to have the type of confidence to shoot the ball from 15, from 18, from 20 feet out and knock it down on a consistent level, man, I know that, you know, people are high on the kid from Duke, Paolo Banchero. They're high on the kid from Gonzaga, Chet Holmgren. But, man, for me, if I've got that number one pick, man, I'm going to go to a guy that I've seen do it night in and night out in a tough conference against tough competition. So I'm going with the kid from Auburn.
Steve, I've got to ask you, when you heard Nick Saban take those shots at Jimbo Fisher and then Jimbo Fisher respond – by saying he's narcissist, these comments are despicable, he thinks he's God. Did you cringe or did you laugh?
I think, you know, I laughed, Jimmy, because, you know, rarely do you see coaches, especially high-profile coaches, take to the national media and not only spar or jab, man, they were throwing body blows, right? they were throwing uppercuts. They were throwing knockout punches. And to see that happened in a public forum, I was really taken aback. But, you know, I tend to think that, and I may be in the minority, but I tend to think that Nick Saban is probably starting to feel some of the pressure, right? That he's kind of losing some of the grip that he's had, you know, in the college football realm. I think he's starting to lose some of that, and I think he's starting to feel the pressure, you know, from the Georgias who won a national championship, who beat him in the national championship game. I think he's starting to feel the pressures from Texas A&M, who's got, you know, the number one football recruiting class for next year. So you know, people tend to say things when they're, one, when they're hungry, when they're, two, angry, or three, when they're frightened. And I think he could – I think he's starting to feel it a little bit, right?
He might be. You know, he's getting up there in age. Also, I want to ask you about this. CBS, with their most recent preseason poll, had the Vols number 10. And this is based on after they got Julian Phillips. Your thoughts on Tennessee being put in the position to be number 10 in the preseason poll right now?
I think it's a good spot. You know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but I really like the fact that Tennessee was, you know, in the lower teens. But certainly with the addition of Julian Phillips and now DJ Jefferson, you know, he's a four-star in his own right and just an absolute specimen of a basketball player. You know, I think they could even end up a little higher, Jimmy. I think they could end up 7-8 in the CBS early season rankings because, you know, they got a lot of pieces coming back. I know they lost Kennedy Chandler. I know that they lost John Fulkerson and some other, you know, VJ Bailey and some other guys. But, man, what they're bringing back is special. You're getting a healthy Olivier Kumwa. You're getting seasoned veterans like, you know, Santi and Josiah Jordan-James. And you're getting a budding superstar in Zakai Ziegler. And, you know, I think the sky's the limit for this basketball team. And as I, you know, intimated before, I think they could be very, very special. So much, in fact, that, man, Ken may not even be high enough at this point. You know, so I expect them to rise a little bit. Man, what a great combination in terms of a recruiting class that Coach Barnes has put together, man. Just absolutely incredible.
You did leave out hangry when you're both hungry and angry. Normally when you reach for a Snickers bar.
Yeah.
That's when you come out, you could also lose control.
Yeah. You end up saying Kansas City Chefs instead of the Chiefs, right? You spell that in the end zone that way, right?
Great googly moogly. You're not kidding. What do you think in terms of the first two that we've seen between Boston and Miami? Do you think this one could go 7?
I think it could go 7. John, you know, what's so crazy about this year's playoffs is the number of blowouts, right? I don't ever remember seeing that many blowouts in the NBA playoffs. I mean, you on one night you could be blown out by 20, and on the next night you could win by 40. That debacle that was the Phoenix Suns the other night in Game 7, I could not believe it for them to be soundly beaten the way that they were beaten on their home floor. So I easily see this Heat-Celtics matchup going 7. I think, you know, they're two very, very good defensive-minded teams that are going to try to limit opportunities for the other team's best players. But, man, for my money, the way the Celtics are playing right now, with the addition of Grant Williams and his breakout playoff performances, with Robert Williams playing well, with Al Horford, I think the Celtics are going to take it in 7, and I think it's going to be the Celtics and the Warriors in the NBA Finals.
The Warriors had a really good plan for Luka, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And I think that, you know, defensively, Dallas, man, it's hard to match up with the Warriors, right, because they could go small and they could play Jordan Poole and Steph and Klay Thompson and have Draymond Green play at the 4 or the 5 spot, man. So, you know, they're going to have a great game plan for Luka, and I just don't think the Mavs are going to have enough firepower. They're going to be tired on the defensive end, which is going to carry over to the offensive end, and I don't think they're going to have enough firepower for the Warriors.
All right, Steve, if the Heat and the Celtics play 5 more games, how many will be decided by less than 20 points?
Oh, wow. That's a great question, Jimmy. That is a great question. I'm going to say that both teams are going to make adjustments. And Miami, was it a matter of the way that Boston won or the way that Miami lost in that game 2? So I'm going to say that both teams are going to make great adjustments. I don't foresee the Celtics shooting 50% from the three-point line again. But I also don't see, the supporting cast in Miami, besides Jimmy Butler, playing very poorly again. So I think they're going to play well. So for that, I'm going to say that most, if not the rest of the games in the series, are going to be close.
Steve, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic weekend, my friend, and we'll catch up next week.
Hey, thank you guys so very much. Let's hope that Vitello and the boys kick all the extra points that they can get tonight.
Yes, I think special teams will be the focus.
Yeah.
Sure to appreciate you. And that's Steve Hamer joining us for Hamer Time. And, of course, it's brought to you by A.G. Hines Company, two locations to fully service East Tennessee. And whether you're looking for masonry or roofing supplies, they offer tons of products that'll get your project going in the right direction. Come John Wilkerson with Jimmy Hyams, and we certainly appreciate the opportunity to be at Oak Ridge Nissan, right where the Turnpike meets up with Illinois Avenue.
Well, we do. And not only is this the state of Tennessee's number one volume Nissan dealer, you can get your new Nissan Pathfinder, Frontier, Sentra, Rogue, you name it. You can get up to $8,000 for your trade-in, 0% financing for up to 84 months, no payments until next year, and you make the best deal that you can. And if you're a veteran, you're going to get an additional $500 off. So there's no reason not to make that 10-minute drive.
Yes, and you'll save a decent
thousands
chunk.
Thousands of dollars.
Very much so. And of course, we also say best of luck to Tennessee softball as they start another NCAA tournament run as they host Campbell with that game, I believe, just underway.
Yes, and Ohio State and Oregon State, the other two teams in this regional. Tennessee needs to win the regional to advance to the super regional. And then depending on what the others do that are seated ahead of them, Tennessee's the 11th seed, Tennessee could actually host a super regional. You never know.
That's right. Just takes a little something to happen on the other side of that bracket. But it, of course, starts with Tennessee making sure they take care of their business at home.
Yes. Updating the PGA scores, we've got Mito Pereira at 8-under par and Will Zalatoris at 8-under par. They're still on the course. Pereira's got two holes to play. Zalatoris has three holes to play. Justin Thomas in the clubhouse at 6-under par. Rory McIlroy is at 4-under par. He's played through 14 today. I'm going to give the tournament scores, not the day score. Abraham Answer also at 4-under par. Bubba Watson, 4-under par. He's 6-under today through 13 holes. He's got the round of the tournament going at 6-under par. And then as I scroll down, let's see. Jordan Spieth is still 2-over par for the tournament. He is through 14 holes. And Tiger Woods has got it to even par for the day. He's 4-over for the tournament, and he's got four more holes to play. If he can par in, he'll make the cut. But the cut is at +4. That's exactly where Tiger Woods is. And a couple of Scott Stallings we mentioned earlier, he missed the cut. Dustin Johnson missing the cut. Scottie Scheffler missing the cut. Scottie Scheffler ranked number one in the world. And so that's kind of an update on the scores at the PGA. John Daly made some noise yesterday. He's +8 for the tournament. He has missed the cut as well. And, John, who starts tonight for the Vols?
Chase Burns will get the ball for the Big Orange. As he gets back into the weekend rotation, he'll get the ball tonight, and Drew Beam will go tomorrow. But he'll go up against Preston Johnson, who has struck out quite a few batters, but he has also had some difficulties with his earned run average over 5. But we'll see whether or not Tennessee can get the bats going as they did last night. That was amazing to have him go back-to-back-to-back with home runs in the first inning. And to update softball, it will be a 6:55 first pitch, which means the airtime is going to be here in just a matter of moments. So about the time that we end Sports Talk, just a little bit before, the AM will go to softball coverage as it was Oregon State beating Ohio State 4-3. So look forward to Brian Rice and his call on AM 990.
And for those that might have missed it, Tennessee gets a commitment from 6'5" wing DJ Jefferson. He's ranked the number 45 player in the country, played at a prep school in Minnesota. He's from the Dallas Fort Worth area, so another addition to that Tennessee team. And John, I like what Tony Vitello said after the game last night. okay, it was 27-2, but he said it only counts as one win.
Yeah.
So you got to come back and get after it again against Mississippi State. Look, Mississippi State is in a funk. They've lost, what, 9 out of 10? Something like that.
Yes.
But, you know, if you don't show up and play, you could get beat. So Tennessee would like to win a series against Mississippi State for the first time in Starkville since, I believe, 2004.
And, I mean, this is a Mississippi State lineup that's very accomplished. I mean, Chase Dolander was remarkable last night in no-hitting them for 6 innings. This is the third most home runs they've had as a team. And so they are accomplished as an attack, and we'll see whether or not Chase Burns is pretty fired up. As in talking with Coach earlier, he requested that Tennessee bust out the black jerseys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we've got Tennessee, Mississippi State to look forward to. They play tonight and then again tomorrow. Tomorrow we've got Tennessee men's tennis to look forward to in the Final Four. They're in the semifinals of the National Outdoors, played in Illinois, Champaign, Illinois. They go against Virginia, which upset Florida. We've got the Lady Vols softball as they try to win the regional and advance to the Super Regional. So we've got a lot going on with Tennessee sports, and what a great year it's been for Tennessee sports. So many sports are doing well. And it's just been fun to cover so many of them.
It really has. And to just see, as you mentioned, so many teams performing so very well, either doing things that haven't been done before or haven't been done in quite some time, I think it's a testament to just the spirit that's going around the entire athletics department in Knoxville.
Yes. And oh, by the way, if you want to check out Grant Williams in Boston, he had 19 points last night, 5 of 7 from the field, 2 of 2 on threes. Boston routing Miami. It's 1-1. John, I mentioned before that I was leaning toward taking Boston, but Marcus Smart wasn't playing and Hartford wasn't playing, and then they played and they won by a landslide. I don't necessarily think that means they're going to wipe out the Heat, but and I think you like the Heat, right?
Yeah.
If Smart and Hartford play, I'm going to take Boston to win that. I think Smart is a really good answer for Jimmy Butler, and Butler scored, I don't know, 27 points. But a lot of the points he got, the game was really over.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And he needs some help. I mean, he can't be the only one.
That's right. And so I like the fact that Boston had somebody score 27, 24, 24, and 19. That's pretty good balance.
Boy, you're not kidding. And it also tells you, okay, who are you going to guard?
Yes, that's right.
Such a challenge for the Heat. But do appreciate, and of course, Jimmy, folks can head to Oak Ridge Nissan right now because in their eyes, it's already Memorial Day.
Absolutely. They get great deals here. Just check it out, and you'll get new Pathfinders, Frontiers, Sentras, Rogue, you name it. Great deals on all of those vehicles. It's their Memorial Day sale.
Jimmy, have a fantastic weekend.
John, you too. Have a great call tonight.
Sure do appreciate that. We invite you, of course, to go listen to anything you missed at 991thesportsanimal.com. Tennessee baseball's next.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.